Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities, the Midwest, Northwest, a modern city representing the 17th largest broadcast market in the United States. Minneapolis and St. Paul are home to as many full-time radio stations as Chicago, and some of the finest talent in varied formats in the country entertains their 1.5 million residents. Hubbard Broadcasting's 50,000-watt KSTP, the music station, and at latest rating, a solid number one, debuted just over a year ago, the broadcast team of John Hines and Charlie Bush. Along with the music, the duo spreads early morning humor with old bag, grab bag, mailbag, lunch bag, and, well, it's their bag.
KSTP, the music station, song from Chicago. Just you and me, John Hines and Charlie Bush, in 7:15 and a high today around 30. Tonight's low at about 12. Tomorrow's high near 33. It's 10 right now with a mostly clear sky.
I don't know what the problem is today. I can't get this microphone adjusted so it doesn't bump me in the nose.
That's impossible.
There's no place you can go. Yeah. Meanwhile, back in reality, time once again for Mailbag.
Kind of takes some of the punch out of the word reality, doesn't it? Anyhow, it is time for Mailbag, and I thought I'd kind of clean up. We got some letters here that we haven't gotten to and that should be attended to. We just kind of zip through this stack and get it cleaned up. This is a letter that came with a tape, which I listened to. It's from the students in a radio club at Concord High School in Broken Bow, Nebraska. The students in my club made the enclosed tape and asked me that I mail it to you. They insist that it is perfect for your early morning show. They were wrong. If you decide to play it, they would like to have you mention that it was produced by Tim Woodward, a sophomore at Broken Bow High School, and a member of Concord. That's the name of the radio club also. If you're familiar with Dickie Goodman and the King Kong or Mr. Jaws, where you put the lines from the songs into a story, that's what that was. And it was adequate, but no, I can't. I'm sorry I'm not able to play it on the air. I'll take it home, though, and listen to it and get many years of enjoyment out of it. Thank you. Dear Jocks of KSTP, this is from John, who lives in Fergus Falls. I wake up at 7:15 a.m. every morning to the sound of you two taking shots at each other. Mailbag is the best part of my morning, and here is a poem. Oh, boy. The KSTP jocks are great, even though nobody knows how they rate.
Huh?
Short and simple. Thanks for reading this on the air. You must have assumed we were going to. Well, thank you for writing it on the air.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a good poem there.
Wakes up at what time in Fergus Falls?
I don't know.
7 o'clock? Goes back to sleep at 8:15?
Probably. Yeah, until the next day. We got one more here. Hello, Hines and Bush at KSTP. This is from Dave.
Oh, the poetry band?
No. We haven't heard from him. And he was issued a challenge, too, Dave the poetry man. This is from Wisconsin, Dave. Roberts, Wisconsin. We, the sliver pickers that work at the window factory on the third shift molders department, heard the commentary from the guy living in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, about the Minnesota Vikes. Even the hayseed in Montana might get a kick out of this. A guy on the third shift wrote this poem that fits the Vikes to a T. Here it is, Hines and Bush. Okay. Packerland agrees, and believe it, we know, the Vikes will blow the fourth Super Bowl in a row. Kind of several rhymes in there. Of course, this is...
They played about as well as you write.
That's right. Nice of him to predict the game after it's over, though. I like that. Your tossing of bottle while guzzling beer won't help the Vikes win a Sugar Bowl this year. Not that they were even playing the Sugar Bowl, guys. Green Bay, Shy, and Det, and all the folks will be watching the Vikes do their Minnesota choke. That's you thought we'd get a kick out of that, huh?
Yeah. Well, we've made it there.
Yeah.
Green Bay won it twice.
Yeah, but big deal. But that was in the old days when football was easy.
Yeah, that's when the American League was a bunch of high school kids beating each other up with boxes of Cracker Jack.
So there, don't that make your navel tingle? No, sorry, it doesn't.
Makes my belly button.
Yeah. And Billy Boy, this is one of the guys who works there, says you two guys, he just can't figure out. If that's the way he worded it, you two guys, I just can't figure out. Well, he doesn't know whether or not you two are playing with the full deck or have been smoking laughing tobacco. Myself, you just keep me awake in the morning driving home. But listening to Ron and Bill plus you two turkeys, I wish I could go to sleep.
You tell old Big Bill there to keep his head out of the machinery.
Yeah.
He's going to be all right.
We will be waiting to hear this letter in mailbag. Well, wait.
Bill,
no,
he's
longer.
The one they test the windows on, you know.
I tell you what, if you're right again, you might want to wait to listen to that one.
Don't hold your breath, though. 720 KSTP, the music station.
Meanwhile, back in reality, ABBA and the Dancing Queen for their Arrival album.
KSTP, the music station, congratulating Anne Riesdorf from St. Paul, Susan Thompson from St. Paul, Linda Singleton from Minneapolis, who have all won a piece of the 40 trips to Walt Disney World. And your chance is coming up any minute. We've got people who have registered at Dayton's in the Children's Department and who have mailed entries to us at KSTP, which have been drawn. And then what we do is we announce which vacation it is that hour. And we call you and ask you. There are so many vacations within Walt Disney World. The contemporary vacation, the Polynesian vacation.
Golfing vacation.
The recreation vacation, the camping vacation, the Buena Vista vacation. These are all within Walt Disney World. And this hour's is...
Oh, I can hardly wait.
The contemporary vacation.
Oh, that's with the train going right through the hotel.
That's right. In Walt Disney World, the contemporary resort hotel. What a beautiful place that is.
The contemporary vacation.
Exactly. If we call you and ask you which vacation we're giving away this hour, you simply say...
Contemporary vacation, Mr. Hines.
Thank you. You may already be a winner. You don't even know it. 725 KSTP, the music station. Elton John song, Crock Rock. KSTP, the music station. John Hines and Charlie Bush at 729. Sunny today. Clear sky overnight tonight. A high today supposed to go 30. Tonight's low 12. Tomorrow's high 33. Well, it's 10 degrees right now.
Those aren't firm promises, of course.
Mostly clear sky. That's right. These are just guesstimates. We were watching Dr. Walt last night, too, so we don't know any more than you do about the weather. It's
What's worse, we don't know any more than him.
Yeah. It's kind of frightening, isn't it? The weather could change any minute. And we wouldn't even know it, because Dr. Walt's sleeping. He was up so late last night.
Hey, it takes a lot out of you to stay up with the 10 o'clock news every night, believe me.
7:30, KSTP, the music station. KSTP, the music station. John Hines along with Charlie Bush, and how long has this been going on? 7:33. Hey, speaking of that, how long has this been going on? 1 month from today will be our anniversary, right?
1 year we'll have been doing this mess together, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Look, we haven't gone anywhere in the
have
last year.
Have we done
year.
It?
For the second year, KSTP is sending you to Walt Disney World, the vacation kingdom of the world at Lake Buena Vista, Florida. You'll fly via Walt Disney World's official airline, Eastern Airlines, with the only direct flights to Orlando. KSTP sends you to a wonderful world of vacations. Register at Dayton's Children's Department and then listen to KSTP presenting 40 trips. Kingdom of fun await everyone at exciting Walt Disney World. Right now, Shock Electronics Store.
Oh, he reads that so well. Surprised he's not cleaning up in that business that he's...
John Hines along with Charlie Bush.
And it's time once again for...
Barf. No.
Stop that.
Lunch bag.
What they're eating in the schools for lunches today.
What they kid the teachers are eating.
Yeah.
Put it in your pocket, Joey.
Yeah. You're going to have to
throw
eat
it
that.
Down the old
they can't make you eat that, you know. This is the Minneapolis School's meat patty on a bun, corn, fresh fruit, and gelatin with topping. And it's all in one big bowl, chopped up fine, so you can't tell. It could be anything. Take a good look at it. It's preheated before you get to it, and who knows how long it's been sitting in those tinfoil packages. The St. Paul School's tacos, refried beans, because they didn't do the job the first time, orange juice, vanilla pudding with the peach half. Now, I don't know if that's in the vanilla pudding or if it's alongside or what.
It doesn't
what.
Matter. You just need that to cool off your mouth after the tacos and the refried beans.
It all goes to the same place in your stomach anyhow.
It's a difference.
And down in the bottom, they write, note also in addition to the above Class A meal served each day, the high school has an a la carte line.
I thought you were going to say a Class B meal.
There the student can have chili, which is best on Friday because it's been left in the pot for 5 days, or he can have yesterday's leftovers. At least you're sure of something like that.
That's right.
You know
it's been
what
tested.
And you could just check your classmates who might
check
have eaten
the
it.
Check the botulism rate, and you right away know whether that's for you.
Doesn't mean it's been properly stored since yesterday, but the a la carte line also has hamburgers and hot dogs each day, but most students don't consider these particular hamburgers and hot dogs as food for human consumption. I think they're going to wait until the government raises the standards on what can be included in wieners and hamburgers in the public schools there. Now here's one. This is kind of interesting. This is from Horner Waldorf, which is just down the street from us. Right?
The box people. They don't serve box lunches, though.
No. Oh. In honor of International Food Fair, the cafeteria there is serving all week long international menu meals.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, how about that? Chinese New Year Monday was chicken chow mein. Wednesday will be Italian cuisine. And Thursday, German ancestry. And Friday, kind of a melting pot. Just a potpourri of things there.
Stew, huh?
Yeah, it's whatever they could find, you know, whatever.
Hot dish.
But today, recognizing the influence of Mexican foods on our tables, that cafeteria will feature hot beef and a bean burrito, a cheese enchilada, both heaped with chili. That's what they call that, heaping. Mexicana corn, fried tortilla chips, and cherry empanadas.
Cherry empanadas?
Cherry's empanadas.
Oh. And those are empanadas. I thought those were the things you hit with the stick and the prizes came
and all
out.
The stuff drops out of it. Yeah. Well, that's similar.
I see. Only this one beats the stuffing out of you. Is that the idea?
That's right. They spin you around and they beat you with cherry empanadas and yesterday's lunch fall. Look at that. Hey, everybody. They scramble for it. You're blindfolded and you don't care. It's KSTP. Boston all alone.
KSTP, the music station. That's Brad at 7:42. Lost Without Your Love. John Hines and Charlie Bush with a high today. Supposed to go near 30. Tonight's low at about 12. Tomorrow's high, 33. 10 now in the cities.
Charlie Bush, in addition to early morning duties, serves as news director on the AM outlet. And his unmistakable delivery add to the morning presentation.
7:43 at KSTP.
Slim Jim wants smart art to pull energy card. This is Charlie Bush, KSTP, Minneapolis-St. Paul, the music station, with news and information. Schlesinger is Peanut's pick to head the staff of new cabinet posts.
President Carter will ask Congress to authorize creation of a new cabinet department known as the Department of Energy.
It's KSTP time, 7:45. The Lady Libbers are livid over their losses to the great state that plays host to the Greenfelt roulette set. California's National Organization for Women has called for a nationwide boycott of the state of Nevada, including its gambling casinos. A spokeswoman for the organization, Linda Rasmussen, reports that all members and sympathizers with NOW are being asked not to visit Nevada or buy the state's products as a result of Nevada's refusal this month for the third time to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. California women lawyers have asked attorneys in the Golden State to stay out of Nevada and have called on attorneys' groups not to schedule meetings or conventions there. The Lady Libbers are out to blackmail blackjack country. Chance City is betting that a sip from the Brow Burner's bitter cups won't be terminal. Best hang in there with your brassiere gear, because weather-wise, we've won the booby prize. Cool is the rule, with highs of 30 today and 33 tomorrow. Low tonight, 12 above. Sunny today, clear tonight. Increasing cloudiness.
Sunny today, daughter. Oh,
currently, KSTP temperature, 8 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 13 Celsius.
Oh, such a wit for a person getting to be your age, too. I can't believe it. Hey, listen to this.
Would you help me breathe?
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Just a minute or so ago, I called Phyllis Thielen, who lives in Burnsville, and asked her if she knew which vacation to Walt Disney World that we were giving away this hour.
And what did she say?
What do you think she said?
The contemporary vacation.
No, that would have been nice if she had, though. She's got another chance. You've got a chance. If you've had it. Your chance coming up any minute at the music station, KSTP, 7:47 now. Good morning.
Nighttime rocker Rob Sherwood has been jockeying in the Twin Cities for almost a decade. He was with KDWB, a top 40 outlet, until 1974, and served as PD for the famous U100, which last year became the FM simulcast of KDWB. Rob now serves as program director for KSDP with night on-air duties from 6 till 9.
KSDP, the music station. Hey, what do you say?
Ooh, am I a winner or what's going on?
You just won the ELO album.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
You mean the New World Record?
That's the one.
All right, Robbie, all right.
St. Paul, Minneapolis. The music station. With winners at any minute. 646-9414, area code 612. Check line is open, and tonight, I'm going to be quick on the trigger. Watch.
Nights in white satin.
KSTP.
You're a rich girl.
KSTP, the music station. Twin City weather for tonight, cloudy tomorrow. Twin City weather for tonight. She doesn't even know I'm alive. She sent a letter bomb to Major. Not Ron. We. 26 degrees, Kane.
Hand me down the walk in, Kane.
Chance to be the music station. Hey! Woo! 8:15 with Ron Sherwood, Andrew Winters. Station, I can't believe. Todd up in Chicago City is celebrating his birthday. We'll get to a birthday song for him in a couple of moments. Can't
carry on my wayward son.
KSTP. The moment you've been waiting for when I say, ladies and gentlemen. Music maestro, and to the phone for the check line, KSDP.
Buzz, this is Laughing Jeff.
Laughing Jeff, the time is clicking up.
Hey, I'm at the party house, and it's Jeff Elmbug's take for in St. Paul.
Go, go, go.
Yeah, Jeff Elmbug's are joining Sports Breakers because we hear it's weird.
Quick, quick.
What we like. And Jeff Elmbug's is everywhere.
Goodbye,
have it.
KSDP.
Hello, is this Chuck?
Yeah, this is Chuck. Oh, actually, I'm Swedish. But what? Goodbye. KSTP.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Inmate Ernie here.
Inmate Ernie.
I'm a first-time caller, and from Stillwater Penitentiary. I listen to KSTP every day for my new birthday.
KSTP.
Yeah, it's that time again.
We missed you, Smart Spiker.
Yeah, we discovered another sport.
Well, wait a minute. Before you tell me about the new sport, are you still upset because you were in a bad frame of mind last week?
Yeah, well, I'm getting over it slowly. Kinda.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a while.
I know. Okay, what's the new sport?
We were just sitting around trying to think of the ugliest grill we could, you know. I mean, a little list
shame,
of things, you know.
Shame on you. If they're really ugly, what does she have to add?
Oh, they're fat. First, they got to be fat. They got hairy legs and arms. They got zits on top of their zits.
This is your backstage announcer.
Long, greasy hair.
This man is a chauvinistic pig.
Big muscles, braces. They got cellulite all over their legs.
Yeah, they got what on their legs?
Cellulite, you know, that little chunky stuff.
I know what you mean. Later. KSTP.
Hi, can you play a record for me?
Sure.
Oh, okay, can I hear Dark Horse by George Harrison?
I can sure try, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye. KSTP. Wait a minute. It must be the CIA, because someone is tapping the phone. KSTP.
Hey, Rob, guess what?
What?
I'm quicker than you are.
No, you aren't. KSTP.
Hey, yeah, I got a joke for you.
I'm ready.
Okay, what's green and sings?
What's green and sings?
Frank Sinatra.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why didn't they cut that? Sick. Now as the Rob Sherwood Show sinks into a puddle of crude.
KSTP's sister station, KSTP-FM, offers soft rock, pumped out at 100,000 watts at 94.5.
Kenny Nolan, I Like Dreaming at KS95. 20 minutes after 7, I'm Mesa Kincaid, and I see here we have 27 degrees in the Twin Cities right now. Our temperature's dropping.
Longtime rocker KDWB, with 5,000 watts at 630 on the AM dial, recently purchased the short-lived 100,000-watt FM U100, located in suburban Richfield, and they began simulcasting as KDWB AM and FM, the new KDWB. Dave Thompson handles mornings and talk about competitive programming. While KSDP was giving away trips to Disney World, KDWB is awarding trips to Disneyland. The result is a strong competitive programming that is definitely not Mickey Mouse.
All new stereo KDWB AM St. Paul, Minneapolis, FM Richfield. Good morning, this is Dave Thompson at 7 o'clock. All new KDWB, icy fingers on your spine, making night moves. Ode to That Lady, Bob Seger. His album sometime this hour, we'll give it away. 21 degrees and cloudy at 7:02. Spring is just around the corner.
And get yourself on a cycle. All new KDWB with yet another Disneyland winner.
Hello?
Teddy Erickson?
Yeah?
What radio station are you listening to?
KDWB.
Can you tell me who's on the air or one of the last few songs that we've played?
Chuck Britton.
Teddy Erickson. Chuck Britton is correct. And you and three of your friends are on your way to Disneyland in California.
Really?
Really, Teddy.
Holy cow. Oh, wow, thank you.
Get ready for the biggest prize stash in Twin Cities radio history from all new KDWB. Right. All new KDWB. Good morning. It's 7:07. The music's in stereo. And the sports are now. Next in the Big Ten, tomorrow night, the Gophers of Wisconsin. It's their next to the last game they'll play last time Saturday at Northwestern. Tonight in college basketball, the District 13 title match, Augsburg at Minnesota Morris. And the WCHA Friday and Saturday, the Gophers at North Dakota. Hockey score again from last night in the NHL. Philadelphia over the North Stars 5-2. All sports in complete detail with Mike Elson in the half hour. Here's Hall & Oates right now. 7:08. New KDWB. Chance of snow today, definitely snow tonight and tomorrow with a high both days, 32. Winter storm watch for tomorrow. Remember now, a watch means likely but not definite, but we've got some freezing rain mixed with snow and some real glop tomorrow. The heads up for that. Cloudy 21. And old Beatle music redone again in the brand new movie All This and World War II. Ambrosia. The Magical Mystery Tour. 7-Eleven. New KDWB, stereo, FM 101, and AM 63. It's 7:14.
Sunshine.
All new KDWB. Playing a lot of music this morning, aren't we, huh? Wednesday, March 2, with Dave Thompson at 7:17. This weekend, the Spinners concert tickets roll. Starting Friday at 3 with a True Don Blue, your chance to go to the show for free.
Network.
Of snow today, definitely snow tonight. Tomorrow, high both days 32, low tonight 27. Winter storm watch in effect for tomorrow due to a chance of freezing rain mixed with snow. Remember, that's a watch. It's likely but not definite. But it could be real mushy, you know? Body in 21 at all new KDWB. All new KDWB, Mr. Larry Flint in the news again. How about those Fuzzbusters? We'll find out all about them and more, including a complete weather forecast on a scary in a half hour. Coming up with Mike Elston.
Morning has broken.
All new KDWB. It's a pretty song, huh, Cat Stevens? Slow day for you, huh? Starting out kind of ragged this Wednesday morning. It's March 2 today. As I know, it's one of those mornings you wish your Grape Nuts wouldn't crunch and your Krispies wouldn't crackle and you just poured milk in your English muffins. You just better hop into SAG, forget it. 7:25 for those of you who still care.
All banks are created equal opportunity.
Yeah, in AM and FM, you can't get away from us now. Gotcha. Captive audience taking Steve Miller Band. Stereophonically, fly like an eagle at all new KDWB.
Former KSDP jock Smokin' Joe is now handling the sundown rock duties at KDWB.
All new KDWB, where in a few minutes you get a chance to call in and win Stevie Wonder's album, Songs in the Key of Life. Keep it right here.
North Star Driving School are forming now.
All new KDWB, with yet another Disneyland winner.
Hello?
Teddy Erickson?
Yeah?
What radio station are you listening to?
KDWB.
Can you tell me who's on the air or one of the last few songs that we've played?
Chuck Britton.
Teddy Erickson? Chuck Britton is correct. And you and three of your friends are on your way to Disneyland in California.
Really?
Really, Teddy.
Holy cow. Oh, wow, thank you.
Now, get
ready for the biggest prize stash in Twin Cities radio history. From all new KDWB.
All new KDWB and Smoke and Joe playing your favorites in stereo. We can tell it's getting near the full moon phase again because we're getting all the lunatics on the request lines. So if you're intelligent, call us at 738-8141, all right? All new KDWB, Walter Murphy in stereo. Fifth of Beethoven, now it kicks like a mule, baby. 7-Eleven, you with Smoke and Joe.
Capture your look of love in Inver Grove Heights.
Here's a cut from the album that Jerry Lynch of Cottage Grove won just a few minutes ago. All this in World War II. Featuring Ambrosia's Magical Mystery Tour in stereo from all new KDWB.
Store Zone WDGY in Minneapolis operates at 11:30 on the AM dial. The 50,000-watt outlet recently changed to a format of album cuts and softer rock. Twin City residents tuning in to Wake Up find Jeff Berger entertaining.
Y11, that ought to take you back. Look where you are now, 1963 with the Drifters on Broadway. 704 is Berger. Good, Munin. Anybody? 7 inches on the ground out there. And that's just the beginning. Before it's all over, there'll be nearly a foot of snow on the ground by tonight. So if you don't have to go anywhere, by all means, don't do it. If you do have to go somewhere, think of it as a game. Think of it as a challenge. Pretend you're in the Marine Corps again or something. Go get them, men. And follow these important driving hints. Double your distance. Leave your lights on during the heavy blizzard snowfall, which was going on a little while ago. I don't know if it's still blowing around like it was. Cut your speed down. Don't travel unless you absolutely have to. Make sure someone knows what your destination and your route is in case you get in trouble. Now, we have some additional rules of the road provided to us by old Bob, who won't be here this morning because of the snow. He advises the following. Don't use your dog for a hood ornament. Taping sandpaper to your tires does not help. It's not effective at all to have your wife run in front of the car with a blowtorch, and a leaf rake will be of little help, if any, whatsoever. Those are just some additional hints to help you get through. 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, and about the only people... Well, let's hear now from about the only people that could get you to work this morning. The United States Army. Y11, Triangle Productions, presenting Seals and Crosses in casual concert, March 16th at the Civic Auditorium. Your free tickets come from Y11. We also have the means for you to have dinner with Seals and Crofts, too. Tell you more about that real soon.
Y11, still growing. Y11, making a friends check. How many of your friends listen to Y11? Tell us. We'll make a friends check. And if you're right, you win, and your friend wins, too. A friends check is a color radio contest, and the prize is green. Cash. Send us a card right away with the names, phone numbers, and ages of 5 of your friends. The Y will pick, call, and award cash. Better make sure your friends listen to Y11.
Y11?
Y11?
Yeah.
Free cash. That's why.
18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Here's a band that was named after someone's pet cat.
True.
Call Harold. Y11, good morning from Berger. It's 22 after 7 o'clock. Yes, Virginia. There's a lot of deep snow out there.
Cool cancellations are coming in like crazy. You'll hear them all in just a couple of minutes with Jimmy Reed. I have a little cancellation to pass along. The 3M Infection Control Seminar for today has been canceled and will be held tomorrow, weather permitting. A lot of help you with your infection. 722, here's Boston.
KFMX in suburban St. Louis Park offers an automated rock format on FM at 104.1.
This is KFMX St. Louis Park, FM 104, where the music is.
All news formats in the Twin Cities are presented by 2 AM outlets. Buckley Broadcasting's WWTC at 1280 with 5,000 watts and South St. Paul's KDAN. A 500-watt sunrise-to-sunset operation at 1370.
Buying a car might sound like a mutually exclusive statement, but it can be done. Sherry Chenoweth for News Radio 1280.
In the Twin Cities, again, 31 degrees with snow. The heavy snow warning continues. We've had about 7 inches of snow, and in some areas, considerably more in Minnesota.
There are indications that some U.S. companies are hiring more top executives, a good sign for the economy. More executives usually signal that a company has plans to expand, and that creates more lower-level jobs.
2 before the hour, a look at our top stories. The Senate scheduled to vote today on a compromise budget plan to allow for up to $17.5 billion in economic stimuli.
A published report in Kenya says Idi Amin planned to expel the Americans living in Uganda, and then the plane carrying them out was to have been hijacked by Palestinian guerrillas.
Health officials have confirmed at least 4 cases of malaria among 600 Americans who visited a Nigerian arts festival earlier this year.
Soviet medical sources now say at least 45 people died in last Friday's major hotel fire in Moscow.
All news, all day, every day. This is your News and Information Service with Ann Taylor. I'm Cliff Barrett.
WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Progressive Radio in the Twin Cities belongs to one operation with two outlets. KQRS and KQRS-FM, referred to as KQ by itself and its listeners. Programmed by former Duluth personality Tack Hammer, KQ operates on 1440 AM with 5,000 watts and 92.5 FM with 100,000 watts from suburban Golden Valley.
Title cut from an album by Little Feat, Sailin' Shoes. Nobody's Fault But Mine was from Paul Butterfield's Better Days group. Steve Miller Band with an old song called Little Girl. And we started the set with an instrumental piece from Jean-Luc Ponty's most recent album, Imaginary Voyage, a song called Tarantula. 12:39 from KQ on Wednesday. No. Thursday afternoon. I'm Jim Larkin, and I'll be here until 2 o'clock today. Alan Stone in about 2. This Saturday night at the Extemp Coffee House, the Middle Spunk Creek Boys return with bluegrass music. Join them at 9 o'clock. Begin with something from the expanded menu at the Extemp Kitchen. On Sunday next weekend, traditional and folk music on the bill at the Extemp with Joe Feldman and the New Angle String Band. Music starts that night, Sunday night, at about 9 o'clock. The Extemp Coffee House is at 325 Cedar on the West Bank.
More and more single people in our area.
2 miles east of Valley Fair.
Tonight it's the progressive country rock of the Daisy Dillman Band at Doc Holliday's. Music from Joni Mitchell on KQ, from Hajira. This is a song for Sharon.
Mississippi, you're on my mind.
Jesse Winchester, a song from his album, Learn to Love It. It's called Mississippi, You're on My Mind. It's one of my favorite Jesse songs. Song for Sharon before that from Hajira, Joni Mitchell on KQ. It's 7 minutes before 1 o'clock. This week, Kelly's Pub in downtown St. Paul is featuring the rock and roll of Chameleon through Saturday. Friday and Saturday, the Minnesota Barking Ducks join Chameleon for 5 solid hours of rock, blues, and boogie both nights. Kelly's is located at 10th and Wabashaw, and they offer the wildest entertainment schedule in the Twin Cities 7 nights a week. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 2-for-1 nights, tequila night on Wednesday, and bumping a beer on Thursday. Coming this coming Sunday, March 6th, is Berlin with Dark Angel and Berlin on Monday the 7th. And then stop down for the Daisy Dillman Band Tuesday and Wednesday next week at Kelly's Pub in St. Paul. Temperatures up to 35 degrees now in the Twin Cities. Easterly winds at 18 miles per hour. Still some pretty treacherous driving conditions existing on some of the roadways in the Twin Cities area. Proceed with great caution. If you haven't heard, we received 7 inches of new snow last night and this morning. And the forecast is for no more heavy amounts of snow, just periods of light snow mixed with the rain this afternoon, tonight, and Friday. That is the song about Moribund, the Burgermeister. A new album from ex-Genesis lead singer Peter Gabriel. Real good album. A lot of the music sounds like Genesis is playing right along with them still. Moribund the Burgermeister is the song we heard from Peter Gabriel. Rolling Stones did Sympathy for the Devil from the Beggar's Banquet album. And this is KQRS AM, KQRS FM, Golden Valley.
Also in the northwest suburb of Golden Valley is daytimer KUXL at 1570, offering a varied format of talk shows, religious programming, jazz, and soul.
Good evening, Twin Cities. 3:15, time for the Super Boss J.C. Soul Survey. Happy birthday, Chicken Man. Happy birthday to J.C. tonight at the Dykeman Hotel. Show starts at 9 o'clock. Be getting down, Alexander O'Neill. All right, drums. How about if you give me some? Sisyphus.
The J.C. Soul Survey, whooping and a-smoking, coming from the super boss, K-U-X-L, 1570, Golden Valley, Minnesota. How you doing? I get down. Super DJ here, Twin Cities, saying happy birthday, Pisces. And if you're looking for a party, the Dykeman Hotel is a place you ought to be.
Beautiful music formats in the Twin Cities are available on 5 outlets. When U100 was sold last year with the FM license going to Doubleday's KDWB, Intercom's WAYL-FM bought the 5,000-watt AM facility at 980 to simulcast its format. Until then, available only on FM.
The experience of beauty in melody. For your hours of escape, 98 AM and 93.7 FM stereo. Soothing. WAYL.
WLOL-FM at 99.5 broadcasts beautiful music 24 hours daily.
You are tuned to Stereo 100 in Minneapolis, St. Paul, WLOL-FM.
This is Key 14, KEEY-AM, St. Paul.
KEEY at 1400 AM and KEEY FM at 102.1 presents a similar format with an interesting test for its listeners to take.
Exceptional.
Chances are you listened to WCCO Radio this morning. Hello, this is Dave Milan, General Manager of Key Radio. Did you know that every morning KEEY provides all the news of prime importance for you twice per hour? And that the Twin City weather and time is given every 5 minutes, plus we give you an abundance of key music, too. The reason we can give you all the news, weather, and time that you need to begin your day, plus music, is because KEEY has a self-imposed policy of presenting only 8 commercials per hour, not like the 18 to 22 commercials every hour on WCCO. Now, I would like you to give yourself a test. I want you to change a habit. This test won't be easy because, frankly, habits are hard to break. For 1 week, I'm asking you to listen to KEEY every morning instead of WCCO. When you listen to Key for 1 week, you'll miss nothing you need to know to start your day, and you'll also have the music of Key to set the proper mood for the remainder of the day. Thank you for listening to Key now, and good luck with your test.
Minneapolis-St. Paul is also the residence of 4 stations featuring religious formats. WCTS-FM,
this is the Bible station, WCTS-FM Minneapolis, with original unique stereo programming heard on no other station in the nation.
KNOF-FM.
Amen. And now, with the management and staff of KNOF-FM, I'd like to wish you all a very blessed and pleasant good evening.
And simulcasts of KTIS AM and FM. In neighboring Anoka County, KTWN-FM and KANO offers an MOR format which covers the metro area.
Wayne Newton, after the laughter, 27 and a half past 5 o'clock. What do we got? The extended outlook, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We're looking now at mild temperatures. Chance of more snow flurries Saturday and Sunday. So the snow is going to continue probably through the weekend. Well, possibly, let's put it that way. We'll have a complete look at the weather picture along with news and sports at 5:30. Here's Roger Miller. They call whistle stop.
K-A-N-O, K-T-W-N-F-M, Anoka. North Suburban Daily News.
25 degrees and snowing at 5:30. The evening news report is brought to you by First National Bank of Anoka. Member FDIC. Temperature at the Twin Cities Airport, 28 degrees. Here in the North Suburban area, it's 25.
KUOM at 770 AM is the Twin Cities public radio outlet.
Welcome. This is KUOM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, the public radio service of the University of Minnesota.
While KSJN is the Minnesota Public Radio FM outlet.
This evening's concert originated in Orchestra Hall in Minneapolis and was transmitted quadraphonically by means of the SQ matrix system utilizing Dolby Type B noise reduction encoding. And now this is Dennis Rooney bidding you good evening from Orchestra Hall and this live broadcast of a concert by the Minnesota Orchestra. Stanisław Skrobachevsky, music director. This is listener-supported radio in the Midwest.
Classical music, talk, and an interview program is the mainstay of AM-FM WCAL.
20 seconds past 10 o'clock. You're tuned to WCAL and to WCAL-FM in Northfield, Minnesota.
The country format is alive and doing quite well in Minneapolis-St. Paul, represented by four outlets. KTCR on AM at 690.
That's a Lilydale. It's an encore this afternoon by Willie Nelson, Daryl McCall helping Willie along on that. Once again, now it is 31 degrees and the sun is shining.
When they're gone, that's it. KTCR presents Together, Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn, Friday, March 11th at the Met Center, a country shindig production.
Let's go to Lightfoot Race Among the Ruins. That's for you this afternoon, KTCR Country. 11 and a half before 4, Charlie Rich, Love My Friend.
She was crying.
The newest country sound in the Twin Cities. Outlaw Country. It's the new country sound. And we're KTCR with the newest and best.
And with a separate country format, KTCR FM.
That's Lynn Anderson. Title of her new album called Wrap Your Love All Around Your Man from KTCR-FM Minneapolis. 30 seconds in front of 8. We've got some news coming up from Mutual, and that will be followed by Ann Murray, Marty Robbins, and we'll start off the next hour of Legendary Country with Eddie Arnold. And the next hour is also being brought your way by the IT dealer, Eaton Chevrolet, or let's make that Wynn Stevens Buick Town at St. Louis Park. And after the news, it'll be Donna Fargo from her new album with Mockingbird Hill. Light snow now, 30 degrees in Minneapolis and St. Paul from Stereo 97, KTCR-FM in Minneapolis.
I'm Steve Nichols.
Hi, friends. This is Johnny Rodriguez. Happy to be part of the 24-hour country sounds of Stereo 97. Keep that dial set on the Twin Cities country leader, KTCR-FM, Minneapolis.
That's Donna Fargo and Mockingbird Hill at KTCR-FM. 4 minutes after 8 o'clock, John Mack with you until midnight, along with the best in stereo country. This particular hour being brought your way by Wynn Stevens Buick Town in St. Louis Park. Here's Billy Crash Craddock.
Sister to beautiful music, WLOL-FM, is WLOL on AM at 1330 with a country format.
Country 1330, WLOL at 1041 with Michael O'Shea. Of course, our big ski party coming up at Snowcrest on March 22nd. Stand by for details.
Come on over here, honey. Again.
Gonna love you right out of this world and then back again. That's a deal. It's 1044 at Country WLOL. Country 1330, 1047 in the Twin Cities and 33 degrees. Country 1330, WLOL at 1049 and 33 degrees. Eagles, new kid in town. Heavy snow warning has been canceled from the current forecast, but the traveler's advisory continues in effect through Friday for the metropolitan area. New Country WLOL. I got 1054, 33 degrees, a whole lot of snow. You can have some of my snow if you want to. We were out here practicing this morning, shoveling off the WLOL patio, which has not been shoveled since late in the spring of 1947. You remember the big storm of 47, so we had that little job to do this morning.
Big Guy Olson is listening to the police radios, writing down all the 10-4s and stuff like that, so we'll keep you up to date.
Damn, dear, you've been tossing and turning for hours.
It's Auto Heaven, WLOL and Toyota, the official pace car of the U.S. Grand Prix. Want to send you to California to witness one of the most exciting spectacles in auto racing, the Long Beach Grand Prix. The right answer gets you a WLOL t-shirt, a Long Beach Grand Prix poster, and a chance to see it all in Long Beach, California. It's all here on WLOL, beginning Monday.
And KRSI in St. Louis Park, a western suburb, presents an automated country format.
KRSI, St. Louis Park, great American country.
On AM at 1010, 250-watt daytimer WMIN in suburban Maplewood is the polka place.
Now, more WMIN music.
50,000-watt CBS affiliate WCCO on Clear Channel 830, operating since 1924, is Minneapolis's oldest station. Offering conversational and informative programming 24 hours a day, WCCO is a strong competitor for the Twin Cities adult audience.
So there is help for uninsurables. Contact your agent. Thank you, Bob Provost and Andy Tchaikovsky.
Here's the latest news from Waconia. The orange juice is still flowing. And the grapefruit
The orange juice is still... Mm-hmm. You mean the sun is shining in Waconia. On the shores of Lake Waconia, they're growing oranges. You mean to tell me they've got orange trees in Waconia?
Even with all this snow, they continue to ship out all that orange juice.
They don't have orange trees in Waconia.
From Foods America. They have this factory and they grow it there.
They fresh pack the Florida juice.
That's right.
In glass bottles.
Yeah. Remember the name, Foods America.
And look for it in your produce section of your favorite grocery store.
Including Fairway Food and Apple Bombs, WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul.
News. President Carter calls for less federal regulation and more healthy competition in the U.S. airline industry. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.
It is 7 minutes past the 11 o'clock, and the temperature in the Twin Cities is 33. We have some school announcements. We'll have just a moment.
Announcements and a new forecast for the Twin Cities Metro, right?
And we'll have that right after we tell you.
We have some snow falling right now.
Yeah. Tell you where to buy a mirror.
Oh, I'll tell you, I wish that I had known about the mirror place about a year ago, because I didn't. And I was looking for a mirror, and you go into a furniture store many times or a place that handles all kinds of things, and you might see just a few mirrors.
It's incredible.
Really?
Decorative, ornamental mirrors for any decor, traditional, contemporary. Mediterranean. They have Caribbean. They have Mille Lacs Lake. They have whatever you want.
You know what else they have? They have all kinds of graphics with mirrors.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of different color mirrors. If you're fat and you want to be thin, they've even got those kind of mirrors.
I'll buy one.
Oh, it's a brand new experience shopping the mirror place. And we'll tell you where it is. There are two locations now. If you live near Southdale or anywhere in the western part of downtown, 6400 Penn might be very convenient for you.
Is that where Joe Namath got the mirror for the ceiling in his bedroom?
I think you're right. That they have those, too. Yeah, they even have shower doors, too, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And then they have one at Brooklyn Center, just across from Brookdale, right next to Dayton's Home Store. And that's easy to get to. So look for the mirror place. Girl Scouts are out selling cookies?
The Girl Scouts are out selling cookies.
Yeah, I meant to mention that. They started on their sale this week, mm-hmm. and they have some new ones this year. They have chocolate chip cookies this year.
Oh, really?
And they even have, for people who want to watch the weight, they even have cheeserettes or something like that.
Really, oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna start an organization, go out and sell Peter Piper pickles.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Well,
maybe
I really think...
Maybe we get the Scouts to sell Peter Piper pickles, or, let's see, Peter Piper
pickles. You never have enough pickles around the house.
That's true.
Sometimes you maybe have an abundance of cookies, but do you ever have enough pickles?
No, and we use pickles all the time with sandwiches, as
right.
a garnish.
Mm-hmm.
Pickles, in fact, we use pickles so often we kind of forget about pickles. They're sort of automatic.
In fact, I am one of a select few that likes pickle sandwiches.
Pickle sandwiches?
Yes.
No kidding.
I come home and I'm hungry and I want a snack. I slice some dill pickles, and usually two of them, and put those four halves on a slice of bread
with
butter, and there is a Peter Piper Dill Pickle Sandwich.
The pick of the pack.
Supreme.
Grown right there around Green Bay, Wisconsin. Incidentally, you'll find Peter Piper Pickles featured at fine food stores everywhere, including Harmony Foods, with a special this week on Peter Piper's Cocktail Dills. And you know what else this month is? It's Red Cross Month.
Red Cross Month?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. That's Jim Torkelson. Jim Torkelson plays up here in the big building, and that's from a new album. His first contribution, he calls it. Jim Torkelson.
Jim Torkelson?
Jim Torkelson.
Nobody named Jim Torkelson ever going to make it in music.
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah, he'll make it.
Jim Torkelson?
Yeah, he taught my son guitar.
Is that right?
He's a neat guy, yeah.
Torkelson,
sure.
Yeah, he's got to change his name.
No,
it's like a guy named Erickson trying to make it in radio.
That's what they told Streisand.
Never, you got to change your name.
Right.
Well,
how about Humperdinkle?
Humperdinkle, yeah. Well, he did change his name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not the singer, the composer. Hey, listen, we want to tell you that it was kind of tough around Lakeville yesterday.
But today it's okay. A little slushy, but it's not too bad.
But over the weekend, maybe you want to stop in and see the Waconia Model Home in Lakeville. It'll be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going from the Twin Cities, just go down Highway 35. Watch for County Road 70.
County Road 70. You have to get off on the service road, don't you?
Take a right. Okay, and then just after you turn right, just watch to make a quick left turn on a gravel road. And there you are. You'll be right up to the Waconia home. Now, at that Waconia home, each room is almost like a cutout to show you what construction goes into that Waconia model home, including, what do you call the stuff you put in the walls to keep the heat in, you know?
The insulation?
Insulation, including the insulation.
Oh, sure.
I have a hard time remembering all those.
All those technical terms, yeah.
And they also have that over the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Not just 6 inches like most people have, 12.
And that's where you need it because the top of your head, that's bare, that gets cold. And
70% of
the heat goes right out the top of the head.
It goes out of your head.
It goes to the top of the roof, and that's why they put the insulation in the roof, see?
The rest goes out through the windows.
Exactly.
That's why they have triple-glazed
windows.
Colonial
homes. If you want to have a home in the 70s,
yeah.
Because if you wait until the 80s, it's going to be too expensive.
Yeah.
So you better get it in Waconia home right now.
Yeah.
So we have Mrs. Pat Thorpe with us, Chapter Vice President, Minneapolis Area Red Cross. This is Red Cross Month. In fact, Elna Campbell, that works here at WCCO, yesterday there was an accident. She got up real early, about 5 a.m. to get to work, and there was an accident apparently out where she waits for the bus, and it was a bad accident. A guy went through the windshield, and she, because of her CPR training, was able to offer assistance. And she was a witness to that accident, and she went to the hospital in the ambulance and administered the proper training that she has learned from the Red Cross, and she probably saved the guy's life.
The reason is, of course, is that he was looking at Eleanor Campbell. That's why the accident happened.
No. How about that, Mrs. Pat Thorpe?
Janet just told me that. I was really intrigued with that story.
WCCO's FM outlet, programmed by Paul Stagg, offers a 100,000-watt soft rock format at 102.9. A good example, Tom Ambrose.
It's 8 o'clock from WCCO-FM, 103, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Good evening. I'm Tom Ambrose, reporting from our WCCO-FM News Bureau. Winter has returned with a vengeance to the upper Midwest. 8:04, it's the news and weather. Oh, it's Wednesday already. Where has the week gone? Middle, turning the corner before you know it, the weekend. Subject to the song here, but Barry Manilow, WCCO-FM.
There's a new wine. A Lambrusco.
At Apache Plaza Shopping Center.
Snow continues, 28 degrees, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. WCCO-FM out of about 1967, I think. Spanky in our game.
Only the imagination could conceive the type of format missing in Minneapolis-St. Paul radio. We couldn't. Perhaps John Hines and Charlie Bush playing segued selections from Roots, or Frankie Yankovic and Henry Mancini in an automated country format, well, perhaps not.
Yeah, you thought we'd get a kick out of that, huh?
Goodbye, Mary Richards, wherever you are. From CKSL in London, this is Tom Kelly.
Oh, boy.